North Carolina lawmakers are still trying to reach agreement on revisions to the state's budget, including how much to raise teacher pay and how to fund those increases. The rhetoric around the state capitol has been escalating. Last week, Senate budget negotiators walked out of a meeting with House leaders. Governor McCrory then vowed to veto the Senate budget or anything that resembles it. The governor addressed the budget divide during an appearance on WFAE's Charlotte Talks.
You know, I used to be critical of Democrats when they controlled the Senate, Bass, Knight, and Rand, when I was mayor of Charlotte. And when they, made some arrogant moves, I called them out on it. And at this point in time, when the Senate Republicans and some of the Senate Democrats, I believe, walked out on our school superintendent right here in Mecklenburg County and some of the best teachers in North Carolina out of a hearing, those are the people we need to be listening to. And that's why when we made our announcement, yes, a staged announcement, it was teachers and superintendents who were standing next to us, including the superintendent of Mecklenburg County.
McCrory went on to note that educators did not join Senate leaders when they revealed their budget proposal. Joining us from Raleigh is WRAL-TV Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie. Laura, thanks.
Sure.
You've been covering the legislature for a long time now. How unusual is this open tension between governor and lawmakers from the same party?
Well, actually, the Democrats made an art form of it back when they were in control of Raleigh. But the difference is that that wasn't usually conducted in the open. It's very unusual to even have these conference committees in the open with the public invited to them. So that in itself, people who have been to many of these conference committees can tell you, you know, that it is not at all uncommon to have kind of sharp words, to sort of bluster at each other. What is a little unusual is the governor's involvement in a really open way in this. That's something that you didn't see Democratic governors doing when there were Democrats running the House and Senate. Usually that was accomplished via back channels through legislative liaisons or advisors.
It seemed like things reached a peak last week when the lawmakers walked out of that conference committee session. Have things cooled down at all over the weekend?
Well, you know, I think probably not very much. You know, and the problem here is, you know, as the governor was just accusing the Senate of being, arrogant by walking out, the Senate was upset with the House for having those external witnesses, outside witnesses, come in to testify during a conference committee hearing. They said that was against the rules. They said they didn't want to hear from those witnesses, and the House insisted that they did, and that's why the Senate walked out. You know, it's also worth noting that when Governor McCrory rolled out his Plan B budget or mini budget with the House, he was just talking about being surrounded by teachers and educators. The Senate leaders were not even invited. So there, you know, this is not the only thing that's happened. There's been a buildup of this for a while, and you know, it's one of those things that eventually somebody is going to have to blink. And I think maybe that's what the governor was after with his veto threat. Because both chambers would have to override the governor's veto in order for it to be overridden. You know, I'm sure the Senate could do so easily, and they certainly did last year on a couple of bills that McCrory vetoed. But the House joined them last year, but this year the House is, it sounds like, on the governor's side. So it is very unclear whether or not a veto could actually be overridden.
Laura, going back to the fact that these budget negotiations are taking place more openly than they have in the past, is that hurting the ability of lawmakers to come together in a compromise?
Well, I guess that depends on who you ask, because the Senate initially wanted these to be open. The House did not. The House kind of argued that this was, you know, going to hamper their ability to make these deals, you know, behind closed doors. You know, but then the first time they had an open hearing and the House showed up, they came to an agreement about what the Medicaid shortfall was going to be for this year and for next year. So, you know, it seemed like having that initial first meeting seemed to have sort of broken at least a part of the logjam that's keeping the budget deal from being reached. You know, but as we found out last week, it's also an ideal stage for theatrics, and both sides have engaged in it, and, you know, the governor to some extent as well. And so, you know, there's been a real sort of tendency with this group that's currently in charge of things in Raleigh to play things out through the media. And, you know, a lot of times they're talking to each other through us reporters. So I think if you look at it from that perspective, you can see that this might actually be a counterproductive move to keep it out in the open.
Laura Leslie is Capitol Bureau Chief for WRAL in Raleigh. Laura, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.